From the KEI Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, cheap gas and DART ridership, and protesters start a petition drive to stop the anti-discrimination ordinance in Plano. First, to the swarm of North Texas earthquakes. That's the talk of the town and the nation. The latest count is 11 in the last 2 days. KERA's Stella Chavez talks to some of the folks who've been rattled by the outbreak.
Schools in Irving wasted no time teaching students how to be ready the next time an earthquake hits. Even though the quakes of the past day and a half have been minor, district officials say they aren't taking any chances. On Wednesday, they showed kids a safety video.
In Irving ISD, we have earthquake procedures in place, and we are prepared. Drop, cover, hold on. There are three simple steps.
The video shows kids crawling under their desks. They have to place one hand on the back of their neck and head, and the other hand on the leg of a desk or table. If they're in the hallway, they have to drop down anywhere away from the windows. And if they're outside, they stay outside. Fifth grade teacher Keisha Valtierra, who works at Gilbert Elementary, said the older kids took it pretty seriously, and most were fascinated rather than scared.
They were very eager to talk about it. We also had some children that were, I could tell, that were moving their desks today, trying to, I think, simulate, you know, and get the whole thing started again. But, you know, typical of children, so.
Parent Kathleen Garza said she and her two children felt the quakes Tuesday night at home.
And my son was like, "Mom, was that an earthquake?" And I was like, "I think it was, sweetie. I'm just not sure anymore." So he kind of got scared, but then he was excited at the same time because he's never really felt one. So it was pretty interesting to see his reaction.
It's not clear what's causing the North Texas ground to shift. A similar swarm of earthquakes hit the Reno-Azle area northwest of Fort Worth at the end of 2013. Scientists from SMU have been studying those quakes, and they're setting up 22 seismographs around the latest outbreak site, near where Texas Stadium was imploded almost 5 years ago. A gas well was dug near the site using hydraulic fracturing in 2008. Robert Williams is a geophysicist at the U.S. Geological Survey in Colorado. He says researchers suspect that it's not the fracking itself that might be a cause. It's where wastewater is injected back into the earth.
Wastewater injection in disposal wells, which operate longer and often inject water deeper than hydraulic fracturing operations, these are the kinds of wells that have been associated with earthquakes in Oklahoma, as well as at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport for an earthquake sequence in 2008-2009.
So should residents across North Texas be concerned about more and stronger earthquakes? Williams says there's a remote chance.
We can't rule out that possibility. And studies of earthquakes around the world for decades have shown that the more small earthquakes that you have in an area, the more likely you're to have a larger earthquake.
That's why Williams suggests people take precautions, like check out the earthquake guide on FEMA's website, ready.gov. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
DART's light rail line from downtown Dallas to DFW Airport runs through the area of the earthquake swarm. Train operators on the Orange Line have reported no damage from the quakes. DART's Morgan Lyon says all 90 miles of light rail track are inspected daily, and the recent quakes have had no impact on infrastructure.
Our system was built to withstand certainly seismic activity of this magnitude. Seismic activity is not unheard of in the North Texas region. The frequency certainly is different.
At DFW Airport, north of the quake zone, officials say they felt the shaking and inspected the runways after each one. No damage reported. TxDOT says crews are doing routine inspection of bridges and overpasses with extra attention now after the Irving quakes. Tomorrow morning, B.J. Austin will dig into the infrastructure issues on Morning Edition. DART's also dealing with what might seem like another challenge these days, plummeting oil prices and cheap gas. The DART spokesman Lyons talked with KERA's Sam Baker about why low prices at the pump haven't been bad news for the light rail and bus business.
Generally, where we see the impact is when gasoline prices go up, our ridership goes up. The other thing that continues to affect ridership is employment. When people are working, they're riding. Most of our trips, probably 70% of our trips, are work-related trips. Interestingly, as gasoline prices have gone down, our riderships continue to grow.
How do you account for that? You would think the normal pattern of Texans, as much as they love their cars and love their space, is that prices would go down, they'd get back behind the wheel.
Well, I think one of the things that's important is, again, I mentioned there are two variables. There's gasoline prices and there's employment, the big factor here. If you'll recall that we've been in a recovery mode for a year or more, but it's really been kind of a jobless recovery. We're starting to see people take jobs and get back in the workforce as the economy continues to improve, and they're using transit to get the work. Part of the reason is that they see that the convenience of riding it, and really how transit is able to change their community and change their neighborhood and enhance the growth within their the places they live. You know, now people are able to make different live, work, entertainment choices. You can live in an area and have great access to transit. Substantial companies are locating close to transit because they want to make sure their employees can get to work, and employees are looking at that as a benefit. Just being able to have the time to do something other than glare at the driver next to them.
So convenience finally won out over the wallet.
Most of our customers are what the industry calls choice customers, or basically customers who have vehicles and make a choice to use transit instead of a personal auto. And so convenience comes in many forms. Is it close to where I live? Is it close to where I work? It needs to be typically within a quarter mile. And most jobs within the DART service area are within a quarter mile of a DART facility. And so we think that's important.
Morgan Lyons, thank you for being with me.
You bet. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
Morgan Lyons is Vice President of Communications for DART. Joan Hunter with the T in Fort Worth says it's too early to tell the impact on the bus system there. Both the T and DART buses run on compressed natural gas purchased at prices locked in for years at a time. In Plano, opponents of a recently passed anti-discrimination ordinance have launched a petition drive to overturn the measure. A group called Plano Citizens United held a joint press conference today with local pastors and public figures. The city council passed the Equal Rights Ordinance last month. It bans discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in employment, housing, and by business. Opponents argue the ordinance infringes on religious freedom. Attorney Jeff Mateer of the Liberty Institute says the First Amendment protects actions that spring from sincere religious beliefs.
If it's motivated because of their religion and it's a real belief that's established under the doctrines of that religion, then they have the rights to express that, and the government can't come in and force them to violate it.
Plano Mayor Harry LaRosselier says the measure complies with federal law and is similar to ones already passed in hundreds of cities across the country.
The ordinance does not trump anything above and beyond what's normally occurring today. It's really just a reflection for the city of Plano to publicly state that we support equal rights for everyone.
Mayor LaRosselier says rumors about the ordinance have led to numerous misconceptions. For instance, the measure does not regulate public restrooms. It exempts religious organizations, and it does not criminalize religious beliefs. The Plano Citizens United petition needs a little over 3,800 signatures by January 20th. If that happens, the city council would have two options: repeal the ordinance or take it to a public vote. For the evening, it should be mostly clear with a very cold low around 19 degrees.